KT2AIT, listening.
KT2AIT is into PFM, loud and clear.
Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, surprised I was the only one there. I quickly went back and see what my temperature was. Now down 4 degrees since the last since that Powell met. It's now 66 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 74 to 72 rather to 74, and a very muggy 74 at that. All trees that had to come down are down, and I got all three antennas up. This one's the tri-bander, and I got the four-element beam up. That's working beautiful. We'll say that unfortunately it will not even pick up, even pointed right out, it won't pick up that 147.030 there with the rooster roster. But the 147.255, I got, even with it pointed the wrong way, completely the wrong way, it comes in full quieting. As well as, of course, the 330 and the 170 all come in very well, and the 4502. So, that's about it. Hope maybe, well, you'll follow sometime there to get, if they would take the general exam and be able to get on 20 meters. My G5RV Junior that I have here. So thank God bless, and 73's all around. Good to be able to get back in there again. And to PFM clear.
Alright, George. Oh, welcome back. It's been a while. I haven't seen you here in, I don't know, almost a month. Maybe even more. Any words of wisdom before you sign off?
Well, you know what a okay, I got one for you. You know when a politician is lying, whenever he moves his lips. N2PFM.
Roger that. I heard one something like that the other day. A politician's constituents were cannibals. He promised them a bunch of heads in the morning or something like that. I can't remember how it went now. anyway. All right, George, it was good to see you or hear from you there, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. So have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT, looking for checking. KC2UXG.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jeff. Oh, George.
Hey, there's two. We'll start with KC2UXG. Mark, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, Jeff, we got 62 here at the bottom of the hill, and we had a pretty good day today. I had a couple of girls in a canoe down in the canal there in Boonville, and they were practicing for next week. And I was, luckily I was the guy with a cup of coffee on shore, and I watched the two girls. They had great technique, and, you know, I wish them both well, and we'll see what happens next week with them. And that's about it, really, from here. This is KC2UXG. We'll be clear and listening.
All right, Mark. Well, I guess they're getting ready for the Woodsman's race up there, and good. I haven't been up there. I kind of tweaked my knee there running all that, so when I pass you guys there on the towpath. So I got to take a couple weeks off and then reevaluate from there to see if it's better, and if it is, I can run again. Anyway, we're up here at camp tonight. We have 61 degrees here, too, so not too much of a difference. And it's nice up here. Hasn't been anybody up here, and well, it doesn't seem like it. Anybody been up here in a few days. Anyway, I didn't see any tracks coming in, and it's nice. Not too many flies out. It's pretty pleasant up here, so maybe we'll catch you guys if you come up this weekend. Hi, Mark. Have a good one. We'll catch up with you later. 5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Having a good day all around. We had nice weather today. Get out and played a little golf. Got a
in 62 degrees at this point. So it's cool and not, oh geez, lost my train of thought. Anyway, we were on the lake. It was nice when we first got out there. It's sunny and warm, and then clouds start rolling in and a little bit of breeze came, dropped the temperature down quite a bit. Made it a little uncomfortable, so we just kind of drifted for a little bit and came back into the dock and got in, sat down, found a good movie to watch, and went from there. So a little on a quiet day, but that's all right. I enjoyed every bit of it. Didn't much matter what I did or what Sherry did. Everything went fine. So I'll return it back to you, 73 to all, and 5AOW.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, up here at camp, I'm getting some of that Rochester repeater in here that Jack's always talking about. Well, that's the first time I've ever got that. Anyway, okay, well, I'm glad you guys had a good time up the lake. Yeah, I see the clouds come in there a little bit. We didn't have too much cool weather up here. We had a little breeze there for a little bit, and then it kind of calmed down. And but it's been very nice and pleasant here pretty much the entire day. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in. You guys have a continued relaxing evening, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, looking for checking.
KD2AIT, this is KC2UXG.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, how are the bugs in there? I forgot what you said.
Oh, they're not that bad. You get out in the woods deep there, that you know, you still get a little bit of deer flies, but once you get out into the open, they're not that bad. Matter of fact, I'm out here with like a shorts and a t-shirt right now.
Yeah, we're going to make a run up to Lawville tomorrow morning, do a little shopping, and then we'll be back probably after lunch sometime, and maybe we'll get out that way there. We haven't been up in a while, and we need to check and see what's going on, so maybe we'll see you.
Roger that. We swung down by your place there, and well, we swung by both of them, the A's camp and your camp there, and everything seemed to look good. So, but yeah, come on up. We'll be here. The boys are coming up to meet me tomorrow. You know, the twins, and we're gonna be working on some firewood and stuff here, but nothing too crazy. And hopefully we'll see you when you come in. All right, Mark. Thanks for checking in again, and we'll catch up with you maybe tomorrow. All right, this is KD2AIT looking for checking. Well, for myself, I bugged out of the house as early as I could today and got up here. Like I said earlier, I tweaked my knee and a little bit of my hip too, running. So the doctor said to take a couple weeks off. So I translated that to be sit up at camp with your feet up in the air next to the campfire in a nice cold cooler, and I pretty much done that all day. Listened to the Yankee game out by the fire, and taking it easy. So I'm not doing a lot of hiking or anything. I'm just kind of sitting around and letting everything heal up. And hopefully here in a couple weeks we can get back to running. So we'll see what happens. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT.
5AOW.
Go ahead, Bill.
I like your remedy for the knee. That cooler, sitting back a bit, having a cold one on hand, you can't beat it, Jeff. That's the way to go. And 5AOW clear.
Roger. Well, that was, you know, the doctor's orders. They said to ice it down.
I'll tell you what, you got to have doctors like that to keep us in shape that way.
Roger that. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of radio amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Mark, and Bill for checking in tonight. And say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
JUV for I-10, Nida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Are there any stations who would like to check in this evening?
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
Net recognizes KC2NBU, excuse me. Good evening, thanks for checking in. Before we take further check-ins, I do have one announcement to read. Some may or may not already know this, but K2GVI, Golf Victor India, Bill Eflin, lives over in Westmoreland, New York, became a silent key earlier today. Bill was quite well known through the local central New York, particularly Utica, Rome area, very well known for his ham activities, and he did become a silent key today. Okay, are there any other stations that would like to check in tonight with I-10?
This is N2WBX. Good evening, I have no traffic. My sympathies go out to Bill Stanley.
2WBX, good evening, thanks for checking in. Any other stations out there like to check in tonight with I-10?
KD2AIT, I didn't hear your preamble, but no traffic.
Okay, Kilo Delta 2 AIT, good evening, thanks for checking in. Yeah, the announcement was that K2GVI, Bill Eflin, lived in Westmoreland for many years, became a silent key this morning, and Bill was quite well known throughout the ham community in the Utica Rome area. If there's any fills on that, I'll try to answer the questions as best I can. This is W2JUV for I-10, looking for any and all additional stations to check in tonight. This is I-10. Are there any stations, additional stations to check in to this evening's net? Final call for I-10, Nida County Traffic Emergency Net. Any stations would like to check in, please come now. Okay, hearing none, we want to thank those stations who did check in tonight, and this is W2JUV for I-10, clear of the repeater.